I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the Sweets reporter. Today we are live from Scoopapalooza in Natick, Massachusetts. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Very excited today. My two guests are Jillian Wilson Martin, sustainability coordinator for the town of Natick, and Leo Ryan, who is Solarize Natick volunteer. Welcome both of you here. Jillian, you want to tell about it? What's going on? Why are you at Scoopapalooza? What do you do here?
Well, so I'm the Town of Natick Sustainability Coordinator, so I work on a lot of projects that are designed to help the town go green in different ways, and I've been working with Leo here as a volunteer on our Solarize Mass Natick program, which is all about helping residents go solar. It's about making it simple and affordable for them. So we have a tent here at Scoopa that is designed to help residents know about the great opportunity and to try to get people to sign up to have their homes evaluated for solar.
And how's it going so far, Leo?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, Scoopapalooza is a terrific event. Natick does a nice job of pulling people together. And the Solarize Mass Natick is a program that's partially administered by the state of Massachusetts. We have a Massachusetts Clean Energy Center helps cities educate their population about how to bring solar to their home. It can be a complicated process, but the Mass CEC has helped put it together in a way that makes it easier for people to understand what their needs are. And then if we pull together enough folks, the prices actually drop for those folks who actually install solar. So we've had a terrific response. Before we launched the program, there are 292 homes in Natick that had solar installed. And with the attractive pricing, the education that goes along with it, in the first 5 weeks of the program, we've had 35 new homes come on to solar and a pipeline of about 300 other Natick homes that are evaluating solar for their home. So it's a really exciting time.
Now, how does the evaluation process take place? What is involved in it? How do you know if you qualify, don't qualify? What is the financial commitment for the average homeowner?
Well, it varies depending on how much electricity you use and then also how big of a roof you have and how good it is for solar. So what happens through our program is Boston Solar, who is the town's designated installer through this program, they come and they go up on your roof and they go in your attic and they look to see, you know, the direction of how the sun is hitting your roof. And they see what's feasible. And they also look at your electric bill. So if you're someone who is using a lot of electricity, then solar can really make a difference on how much you're spending each month.
And Gary, I'll just say, in terms of who's qualified for the program, anybody who's a resident of Natick is qualified to inquire whether or not solar makes sense for them. But the reality is not every home is a good fit for solar. You have to have the right kind of orientation. You have to be spending enough for solar. And so the vendor that we're working with, they're not going to recommend a system unless it makes good financial sense to do that.
So there are a number of systems to choose from, in other words. There's some that are designed for a certain type of home, upstairs, downstairs, whatever the case may be, older homes, huge square footage homes versus a smaller home.
Yeah, the technology we're talking about is photovoltaic, so it's generating electricity. And the idea is that it's going to replace some or all of the electricity that you're currently purchasing from the grid system. And again, you know, not every home is going to be a good fit for this, and there's also financial considerations. But what's happened with the industry over the last 3 or 4 years is that the financing has gotten a lot better. So it's cheaper to borrow money for it. The systems themselves have gotten a lot more efficient. And what's particularly important about this Solarize program is that through the town of Natick, we've negotiated a very attractive price for the installation of the system. So if someone installed a system a year ago, they paid about 30% more than folks who are installing systems through the Solarize program just because of the group buying and negotiation that's gone through as part of the program.
Have you seen it evolve over the last couple of years in terms of the technology also? And does the technology eventually get outdated, or do you build on the existing system that you have today?
Well, what we've seen, so the town of Natick has had solar panels on different buildings since about 2011, and we've seen the technology improve, but it doesn't improve necessarily as fast as you might think it would. So when people tell me that they're interested in solar, but they want to wait until the panels are, you know, the size of a wristwatch, I tell them that, you know, there's really, now is really a great time to go solar. The technology is there in terms of it's really generating real financial savings for people. And the way that the incentive structure is in the state and with the federal government, it's really making it very attractive for people to go solar now versus wait for ongoing technology improvements.
So you say that is incentives. So are we talking tax incentives? What type of incentives are we? Are we talking rebates on the solar panels themselves? What type of incentives are we really talking about here?
That's a great question, Gary. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of folks will find complicated about the process, but the Solarize program has made that simple. So on the tax stand front, there's two pretty significant benefits that someone who purchased a system can take advantage of. One is the federal tax credit, which allows you to deduct about 30% of that original installation cost. So if you buy a system, about a third of that system, you'll be able to claim dollar for dollar on your taxes. And that's set to sunset in about 3 years. So there's kind of an incentive to look at that early. And then the second is Massachusetts is a state that encourages renewable energy on the grid, so they're still offering a $1,000 tax incentive to be part of that program.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two. The other piece I'll mention is solar renewable energy credits, or SRECs. This is financing that's built into the energy system to help encourage the building of renewable energy plants. We all pay it. Most of us don't see it on an energy bill, but it is there. They're deducting that every month from when we pay our electric bill. Those dollars come back to those folks who've installed photovoltaic systems on their roof. So I've got a system on my house that's generating about $3,000 in SRECs, the solar renewable energy credits, for the next 10 years. And that's another benefit that I have to my system.
So how do you...
I would just add that there's also something called the Mass Solar Loan Program. And, you know, all of these things are what Leo was saying. It can be a really complicated process, and the Solarize program connects you with a volunteer and a company in the town that helps make it simple for you.
Mm-hmm. So how did you both get involved in this, in solar energy and Scoopapalooza and everything else? How did this all come to fruition for you? What is your life story for both of you?
Well, I mean, I work for the town, so this is part of my job. So I'm just really excited to bring the savings that the town is seeing on solar to our residents and to help connect them to the opportunity to save money and to do something that's really important for our planet.
Gary, I'm so old that I remember gas lines in the 70s. This is just before I was driving, but I do remember that. And it was a formative moment for me because I thought, as a nation as big and smart as we were, that we were, in effect, held hostage because we didn't have an energy policy that made sense. That was a long time ago. And I've always paid attention to what's happening in the energy world. And it seems to me that we have an electric grid that's really strained, and the solutions that are out there are not full solutions, and we need more people to take an active role in that. And I see this, you know, solar installations on residential homes as a real solution for people to stay involved and help correct an energy grid system.
It's 2016. What do you see happening in 2021, 2026 in the whole solar industry and sustainability? Jillian?
The market for solar continuing to increase. We've seen over the past 5 years the cost of installing solar falling, and that's, you know, regardless of the incentives. So I see the market growing. I see there being a lot more investment in clean energy. The government and the military is investing really strongly in it, and I think it's going to be really the next wave of where our primary source of energy comes from.
Leo?
Gary, there's a lot of really good technologies out there right now. The real challenge that we have is a business model and a policy question. The utilities have been providing us good, reliable power for a long time, and the model that they have for generating, transmitting, and distributing energy is changing. And so some of the biggest challenges we have is allowing those utilities to transition from the current source of generation and distribution to a newer model where more of us participate in the generation and distribution of energy.
Thank you both so much. We've been talking today on Radio Entrepreneurs with Jillian Wilson-Martin, who is the Sustainability Coordinator for the Town of Natick, with Leo Ryan, Solarize Natick volunteer. I'm Gary Goldman. We're at Scoopapalooza in Natick, Massachusetts. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you both so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Thank you.